The Sculler family moved its jewelry store onto Main Street around 1920. Then a tall street clock went up out front, acting as a calling card to downtown shoppers. Wynne Meeker, who chaired Lexington's Historic Preservation Commission, says it became a part of the fabric of downtown.
Everybody's very anxious to get it back. And we thought it was sort of a forgotten thing that would be nice to put back up. And then we found out it was held in such esteem by everybody. It's like a touchstone for downtown.
Lexington Historic Preservation Officer Betty Kerr has heard many stories about the Sculler Street Clock. Beneath the landmark, engagement rings bought inside the jewelry store were often presented. The clock also had a more practical purpose. Situated near a key bus stop, 50 years ago, it helped commuters make their way to work and back home again.
One lady, she was a cleaning lady, and she said she would get off work and she would check the clock and see if she had time to get to the Kentucky Theater to the movie.
When first erected, Betty Kerr says the clock once featured large eyeglasses complete with a pair of eyes.
The eyeglasses were, of course, an advertising element because there was an optometrist in association where Sculler's would craft the glasses. Jewelers, you know, did that on a pretty regular basis.
As the clock aged, the oversized spectacles were removed. Time and weather took their toll. In 1974, Kerr says a windstorm knocked the head off the clock right off its perch.
The clock head blew off on the big sale day, and it hit a lady, and enough to send her to the hospital and have surgery on her foot. Now that's all we know, so we assume she survived.
After the jewelry store closed in 1984 with no one to maintain it, the street clock grew unreliable. On occasion, Kerr says, a Sculler street clock would display the correct time.
Its electric source was located in one of the buildings that it's near. And I think then when somebody needed in that building to shut off the power to do repairs or something like that, of course it would make it wrong. And so then even though technically it might be running, it still wasn't correct.
It sat idly until 2010 when during Lexington's preparations for the World Equestrian Games, the clock was removed. That's when it was sent off for major repairs, funded with $30,000 in private donations. Earlier this week, the clock in pieces returned to downtown Lexington. Workers from Verdon & Company took on the job of restoring the timepiece. Tommy Verdon, whose family has run the Cincinnati-based business for six generations, says the restored clock features a little new and a little old.
The neon is all new. The lighting, all the electrical, of course, is new. The dials are original. Most of the housing is original. There was a couple of pieces here and there that cast pieces that we actually recast in our foundry in Cincinnati.
And those eyeglasses, which were removed from the Sculler's jewelry store clock, are back, staring at passers-by as they walk along Main Street. Verdon says his firm has a reputation for doing long-lasting repairs. Lexington officials also think they have a better strategy to ensure correct time. Ed Cheney, who's with the Parks Department, says it now has a battery backup.
Power circuit for the clock is fed out of the fifth third, one of the panels at the fifth third pavilion at Cheapside Park. And the clock is designed to have a battery backup, which will last for weeks if there's a power failure. Once the power, you know, AC power is restored, then the clock will automatically reset itself to the correct time of day.
The clock is now in place, but the first official test comes tonight at 7:15. That's when a reset the clock ceremony is scheduled at the Main Street location. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.